www.ecom.com and click Contacts. For advertising opportunities on any of our shows, go to wildfireradio.com and click on Advertise. And remember, for all of your concert and sporting event tickets, go to SeatGiant.com and use code WILDFIRE at checkout for a great discount.
We know there's people from all over the country listening to us.
But Darnell doesn't care.
Look. You're talking, I was born and raised in Philly, West Philadelphia, born and raised. And I mean, listen, this has finally happened. Like, you got to understand, like, I grew up as a hardcore Eagles fan because my grandpa, you know, passed away. God bless him. He always used to sit me down, watch the game. He would be like, the Eagles are never going to win a Super Bowl. He just thought we were cursed because we've always come so close, but yeah, we never did it. But guess what? We did it. And if y'all listening, and if y'all not Eagles fans,
I feel like even if they're not Eagles fans, they're just glad the Patriots didn't win.
Unless
they actually cheered for the Patriots.
That's a common call. So
yeah,
listen.
I had to go through that at work. I had a couple of coworkers who were Patriots fans, and they had to come in and eat crow the next day. It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
So that's how we can all come together. So look, Giants fans, Saints fan, all of us, we all can't stand the cheaters known as the Patriots. Am I right? Except Darius out there listening. You know, he's on their tip for whatever reason. But
Cowboys fans are really salty.
Oh, man, Cowboys fans. I'm sorry. I will never side with a Cowboys fan. So I'm just ostracizing half of our audience. All right, guys.
Fuck that football shit.
What? Blasphemy.
They have never been to Texas in their life.
Exactly. What? Dog. And I'm like, name me a street in Dallas. They can't name one.
No.
They're frauds.
Main
Fronts.
Street. They're about to say Main Street.
So anyway, guys, welcome back. You know, we got part of the crew tonight. A couple people couldn't make it, but it's good to be back in the building. To my left, I got my brother AJ. What's going on?
Yo, what it do, y'all?
But hey, look, you got the Eagles shirt on.
Oh,
man.
You also have the Eagles shirt.
My man.
Like,
you know?
I see we're on the same. Hey. It's almost like we're related.
You know? Like, we're brothers, you know, thinking alike. And next to AJ, we got Devin Wade with no Eagles gear on.
I sure don't got Eagles gear. What I'm wondering right now is, why is this the Black History episode and our white comrades are not here today? Yo, what is going on? Where are they?
Can you say, what? By design, as long as we keep our heads to the sky.
Was it going to get too serious for y'all? Were we going to get too deep for y'all?
Like, my brothers, we finally done it. It's just us now. Yeah. And we got Bunny calling in later, who got a little melanin in it as well.
Wait, where's Jerv at, though?
Where's Jerv at?
Sometimes he don't count, though.
He
disqualifies himself, you know.
Wow.
And next Sorry. To Dev, we got James, Mr. Grandmaster.
Look man, I came in here in my best costume, my brother with a job.
Yo, no, legit, man, you got the whole
dress like Tommy.
Yeah, listen,
I can't dress for work.
That's for the next Marvel cosplay contest. Too.
Straight up, I'm just gonna go in a suit.
Yeah, work mode.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
I'm a superhero.
Yeah, no, we.
I'm a superhero in the hood. I'm a brother with a job.
Yo, and next to James, we got Ed.
What's going on, man?
Boy.
Oh man, it feels so good. The parade was just nuts.
You back talking about this shit?
Yeah. Oh, yes, here we go again.
I might as well. Philly sports have been great right now. You got the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. You have the Flyers doing good.
Flyers and the Sixers are both going to make the playoffs.
Really good. They're both getting into the playoffs.
What if all three of them win?
No, why? Because Jesus loves Philadelphia. That's it. That has to be. Or whoever you believe, he loves Philadelphia. it could be Vishnu loves Philadelphia.
Listen. If the Flyers win the playoffs, Philadelphia will explode. If the Sixers also win the playoffs, oh, man. The entire city would be burnt down. Yeah,
but yeah. We'd all be burnt down. Like happy in flames, though. All right. So anyway, let's get to the top. So, guys, it's Black History Month. Last year, we had a couple great shows in Black History Month. But I did want to start off the show by saying right now, we've come a long way even still, but we haven't come far enough. And that's one of the things I wanted to focus on tonight is the simple fact that, we got Black Panther about to drop. It's getting great reviews,
extremely.
It hardly gets any negative, people talking about it.
Because they don't dare to, bro. Don't you dare say nothing negative about that movie.
But you know what? I mean, just think about it, though. I mean, we're going to go more into it next week, but and I've always said this before, I'm not a Tyler Perry fan. I'm sorry if you are.
He sucks.
Dog, he's the worst. But I can't stand it for years. When we have our movies out, it's always like a form of blaxploitation. And I'm sorry, Tyler Perry is not like Dolemite and stuff, but it's still a form of blaxploitation because, we ain't talking like, wait, did you say the chicken? Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, we ain't like that.
You feeding the stereotype.
Right.
You say as you hand me a grape ice smoothie.
Okay, so
I got pineapple soda in my hand.
Okay, so look, some stereotypes is true.
Yes. Like what, yes. Devin?
Like, we like grape, dog. I mean, we like grape stuff. And we're drinking grape Smirnoff.
And pineapple soda.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's true.
But we ain't wearing overalls tapping on the table.
I just so happen to not like watermelon in real life.
What? Watermelon is delicious.
Exactly. So I know that it's actually true that niggas like it.
But you know what? But I mean, ultimately, the fact that, Luke Cage to a degree, when that dropped last year, that did kind of break the stereotype for the simple fact that you're talking predominantly a black lead with a black cast, not necessarily directed toward a black audience. The films and everything is directed toward everyone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In the past, we really didn't have a lot of that. Just think back to even the old school Robert Townsend's I'm going to get
Meteor Man.
Meteor Man, stuff like that. We love those movies.
We love Meteor Man.
Dude, I love The Wiz.
We had to create our own superhero back then for us to follow, and it took for Robert Townsend and Damon Wayans and Blank Man
was great.
It was great. The man made household appliances and the fucking gadgets.
Well, it was supposed to be Handyman, but they wouldn't let him use that.
Oh yeah, they wouldn't do the handicap.
I'm glad they did because Handyman.
But Blank Man was good.
Handyman was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
But he fell out the window.
Blank Man was phenomenal. I watched it so many times as a kid. It was fucking hilarious.
But don't get me wrong, we still appreciate that. We love that. As a matter of fact, remember The Wiz,
Yes.
Everyone had The Wizard of Oz for everyone, but then they had The Wiz, which is primarily for us, but we still loved it, you know what I mean? But it's good to know that right now with Black Panther, with Luke Cage, with stuff going on now, everyone Black Lightning, yes.
We'll talk about that. Not Static Shock,
but we'll get to that later.
But and that's what we're leading to. So have you guys watched Black Lightning?
Yes, and damn deed, brother.
God. I mean, you... okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right, so this is what I think about Black Lightning.
Okay, choose your words carefully.
I'm trying to choose them carefully.
We have a whole community listening to you right now.
When I saw Black Lightning, mm-hmm. The commercial,
right?
I said, this is garbage.
Yes, you did.
I will never watch this complete foolery and trash.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turned on the episode for the first time today. Actually, earlier today. I just watched some the episodes in a row.
Okay.
Right? So I watched it. And I watched it, and this is... I'm going to name the bad stuff.
Okay.
I felt when I first watched it that the characters didn't feel of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is... they're in this bad neighborhood. It seems like it's supposed to be like Chicago. That's what it feels like it's supposed to be. You know, they got the 100 gang and everything, and a lot of the gangs will name themselves off the hundreds or whatever like that. You know, 300s. Detroit had Detroit 300, which was like a positive gang to try to stop the gangsters and stuff like that. So they got this gang called the 100 that's like terrorizing the city, and it seemed like the number, if I'm wrong, please fix this.
Okay.
But I didn't have enough time to rewind. It sounded like they said they had 100 murders in like one weekend. That's what it sounded like.
That's where it started from.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay. So they said something, but the number wasn't 100. It was like 167 or some shit like that. Murders in one weekend.
Okay.
Where in reality, the army would come to that town and destroy people.
All right.
All right. So that factual, mm-hmm. right? When I watched the show, the way people spoke, mm-hmm. one thing that people got to understand is the way people speak in certain demographics has nothing to do with intelligence. It's literally culture. Mm-hmm. It's like cultural. So it has to do. So a person could be a scientist. They could be a major of anything, but they're still going to have a certain flair to the way that they speak.
Where they're from. Right. Right. I agree.
So what happened is you'll look at these people talk, and what a little known, a secret that white people might not know is that we change our voices when we talk around you because.
Called an on switch.
Right. We first watch this with our moms when they answer the phone. They answer the phone as a totally different lady because they know that it's a different language or dialect that's acceptable to the masses.
Right.
But it is not our desired. We know how to do it. Right. We do not desire to do it.
It's not what we're used to.
Right. No. When I watched a couple speak when no one's around and they still carry this suburban on switch dialect, it doesn't feel as realistic. But the daughter, the youngest daughter, mm-hmm. who's not ghetto or anything by any means, she just came across as a real character.
Mm-hmm.
And I can excuse that mm-hmm. because I did also see the factor that, this guy grew up with a lot of different influences. He had a man that was in his life, you know, his Alfred.
But you know what? I hear what you're saying, but I think I'm kind of the byproduct of the family that they portray on the show, because I was raised literally probably not in the best part of West Philadelphia. I mean, AJ could tell you, but I did go to school because my parents are like, we don't want you to go to school around here.
Right.
I went into the Northeast area. Same thing with my family stuff around me.
Makes sense. Because you're somewhere else. These people are in and growing up his whole life inside the gutter of the gutter. It's different. His kids go to a school like they're literally in like this is the most dangerous place that would exist in America.
Pretty much.
If they've got a murder count like this, he's in super Chicago. Mm-hmm. So for example, they're his goon. This made no sense in gang rules.
Well, first of all, the goon didn't seem that tough. He seemed corny as hell.
Right. Okay. But why was he corny, though? He was corny because he spoke in a way. So that this is the thing. He was corny because he spoke in a way that did not feel authentic to the neighborhood.
Right. I agree.
He would never be accepted in those gangs if he carried himself like that. They would not let
him
be there.
Too proper. He was way too proper.
And
it would have saw weakness in just the way he speak.
But his big homie. I can't remember characters' names, but his big homie that had a deal worked out with Black Lightning where he told him, you know, this school is off.
Right.
That big homie said something to him about that one time. It was like, "What's your proper ass?" He said that mm-hmm. to him. But that dude, a gang will not go to a school broad daylight with guns because a girl didn't want to talk to you.
Dev, you're looking at it from a realistic story perspective.
They could have came out with better reasons for why these things happen, because what happens is there's a responsibility to these shows to understand why people are doing what they're doing, and when they make it like a guy doesn't get like a girl doesn't like them,
okay.
So the whole gang goes to the school with guns out broad daylight, that is false. That they could have picked a million other reasons that would have made that more logical.
Okay. But now so that's the negative.
Negative. The other big negative is his costume is atrocious. It is the worst costume that I've seen in a hero movie.
But here's the funny thing. People always want something to be comic accurate. It, believe it or not, is very comic accurate.
Actually, I think it's not comic accurate.
No.
I think the comic book version looks doper.
But so the thing is, looks like what glows on is puffy.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It pops out.
Puffy. It looks more like sperms dripping down. It's not like sharp edges. It's like it's weird, bro. It's squiggle lines. And this is the thing. He's a crime fighter at night, right? Uh-huh. He'll be on top of a building.
You can see that, dude.
He's on top of a building, dog. And his chest is
glowing.
I mean, glowing. And he's just looking over, and the cops can't see him. And it's like, oh my God. But yet,
maybe it's that blinding light.
But the girl says that he's so bright that looking at his face was like, they tried to make up that excuse.
That you couldn't see his face because he was so electric.
Yeah, they tried to make that up. They tried to make that up because they wanted to know how a woman couldn't recognize her dad with a pair of Oakleys on.
So this dude will never be Batman because he ain't going to have no stealth whatsoever.
No, he literally wants to light up while he's fighting crime. Like, right. it made no sense. He stood on a rooftop. All the police are investigating everything, and he's glowing from the chest. And it's things like that. It's things like that that made it trash. But I will say that all in all, watching the show, I think that it's really dope. I'm going to continue to watch it, and I'm not giving it a pity joint because I'm black, because I'll turn a black show off dumb fast. You know what I'm saying? I like white stuff. I like white comedians. But listen, this show is dope.
And you know what? And the reason I feel like it's good, really, actually, I agree with you. I think the Black Lightning character is actually kind of cheesy the way he looks and stuff like
right.
that. But I think they
everything before all the fights, all the premise and everything that right. going before that. Tobias is dope.
Well, I was gonna say the thing is the bad guys are very Netflix like in the show.
Yeah, they got albino.
It's the first time that I feel CW actually had good villains. Right. Like aside from the cheesy, right. like the Reverse Flash.
Have you not seen the first season of Arrow? The first two seasons of Arrow.
Well, no, okay.
Very legitimate.
All right, so there's some like
after wait, that. That's no, when it got real cheesy.
Deathstroke, Manu Bennett, and stuff. They had some good villains during this time. But this dude, Tobias Whale, dog, he's like the meanest light skinned.
Yeah.
Dog, this dude.
There's always one in the neighborhood.
he reminded me of the dude. Y'all ever see Five Heartbeats before?
Yeah, it's Big Red.
Like, gonna hang somebody off a balcony, you know?
I'm surprised at some of the jargon that's used in it. I mean, listen.
Oh, they like on the line.
And I think. It's dope. Listen, man, we can't shy away from the things that we do say amongst each other and everything like that if we're going to share the culture or whatever. And when I hear him like say like thick lipped, this dude is racist against his own people. You know, he was like, you really don't like black people, do you? And he was like, I like black people. I just can't stand you thick lipped.
Wow.
Yo, and just went and did the description. Man, it was
the Bernie Mac don't be a menace moment.
Yeah. I said, wow, this is crazy that this is on CW. I would say, yo, it's dope though. I really enjoyed it.
After the first episode when it came on, when we text each other, I said, they basically just took the Luke Cage nightclub scene and just turned it into an entire fucking show. Anything before Cottonmouth got killed was that's the whole series, right?
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Matter of fact, the main guy that got choked in the second episode, he actually reminded me of Cottonmouth.
Right.
Like the same type of swag, the same type of style. I mean, I like it.
I mean, I'm sure they took it and was like, yeah, we can work with this shit.
Another thing is the school. I haven't gotten far enough to maybe understand the politics of it. It seemed like the school was like really, really dope.
Yeah.
And usually one of the issues in the inner city that makes
it
what it is that the schools are not dope. The classrooms do not look good. Mm. They're overcrowded. Like, this is the odd. Like, when I saw them working out in the gym and they had, like, state-of-the-art, like, what do you call that?
Weights and equipment?
Yeah, it was just, like, machines.
Universal
like,
gym.
Running machines. Like, I was just like, I'm not sure
like,
about
that. Like, wait a minute.
Is that
a elliptical?
Right. and it was like, no, that, you know, part of the reason there is gang activity or things like that that's ignored is that the people are impoverished and they don't have those things. So in the show, when you see people with like
the good things,
nice houses,
you're like, why are you doing that?
You know, the school looks fucking remarkable. So it makes it seem like people are just in a gang for the complete fun of it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, nah, it's not like that.
Let me just drop some numbers on y'all. Like right now, it is the number 2 rated CW show in the CW verse. It's only second to The Flash. So that quick, I mean, I don't know if that's good for Black Lightning or if it's bad for shows like Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow.
It's not like all the CW shows.
Here's the numbers. Well, no, this is just the updated numbers. The Flash holds the top with 2.1 million viewers a week. Number two is Black Lightning with 1.9. And below that, you start going down to 1.4, 1.2. So these other shows aren't close.
Well,
so people are watching. So, and like you said earlier, it was a pleasant surprise because I think people, when they saw the pictures on, they were like, it's going to be whack.
It's going to be whack.
But I mean, like it has its flaws, but it's entertaining.
It is. I just feel like that flaw could have been avoided. Like, who allowed this costume? Whoever you are out there that allowed this costume, you deserve to be sucked up by aliens. And that's a fact.
It is the same person who did the costumes for like every other CW show.
Oh, well, then you deserve to be sucked up by aliens. There's no way you should drop the ball on something like that. The studio should not allow that. They know it looks like trash. We could have got so many people that we meet at Comic-Con that could have done a better job than that, and I have to be critical of you. You would have been better off letting them have like a leather jacket, like a dope biker jacket or something.
And from an artist's perspective, it's too bright. If they need to pull it back, I'm understanding you want to stress electricity,
right?
But if you were to take down the puffy, make it flat, give it like a subtle like glow, like a weird almost alien something like that.
They
could have
made
dope.
It where it only glowed like very rarely. Mm-hmm. So that it was just like something like that.
When like,
he was
impact,
done and he was
like,
tired and he was like, and then the rest of the time, it was like chilling. What? You know what I'm saying? Oh, also, his wife get on my goddamn nerves. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100. I understand that she, you know, she's worried about her dude and all of that type of stuff, but.
Your man got powers.
I don't think that chicks is leaving a nigga with powers. I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
You got powers. You're fine.
You're fine, baby. Powers. He's lit. He in the hood. He lit. They not.
Ain't nobody fucking with him.
Right.
You're all
right. Right. Oh, and that beginning villain, who's obviously, you know, not here, but the that was like second in control. That was a very volatile young man. I mean, he just shoots parents you know, randomly. This gang is terrible. Like this boy, I mean, this horny ass, he trying to holler at a chick. She told him, "Get out my face." He gonna pull the strap out and on the front steps of the school. Like, what? If a dude was that brazen, he would never make it to being a criminal that long.
But no, why? Because somebody would take him out.
No, he would be in jail. You're not pulling a gun in front of a school because a girl that you hardly know just doesn't want to talk to you, so I'm going to murder her in front of everyone in the school.
Right.
Stop it, my G. And if that, as a real dad, any real dad, especially one that has killed before or done anything, dog, he would have. It wouldn't have been nothing about
been
something.
Over.
I really want my family to come back together. If that dude pulled that gun on his on his daughter in front of that school,
that would have been no trace of that dude.
He said what
left.
He said to him right then. You know what I mean, my man? You trying to go to jail and all of that? And his whole mission of that day is that nigga is dead.
Yeah,
it is over.
And he
for
could
him.
Even
it
be the most problem. No, wait, that's not even like an urban father.
No,
that's any
I
father.
Don't care what dad you are. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there was. Listen, dads ain't playing. That white pop, he popped that dude's head smooth off right on the news. Right on the news that touched his son.
Yo, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And know what? And I want to segue this whole thing in too, because right now, I mean, between obviously, you know, we have yet to see Black Panther, but right now with the Black Lightning and Luke Cage, is this a genre? Are we going to start seeing more Black characters? So I actually put a post on our Instagram page saying, I listed about like 30 Black superheroes, and I asked people, like, who would you guys like to see made into like a TV show or movie? And a lot of people, like, I mean, in there we had like Static Shock, you guys ever hear Icon? You know, there's some Black heroes out there that are actually popular in the comic world, but a lot of people just don't. Yeah, Bishop and Cable. Come on, man.
Seen Bishop.
We've seen Bishop in Days of Future Past.
What are you talking about? We've seen him. He was straight. He was kind of dope.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I guess I'm talking more like a...
His character didn't have that much premise, but... Yeah.
Right. And this is... To segue off. This is the... Now, all dudes who like... I call it the CW female. CW does have a lot of African-American women on there, but they're all light-skinned. All due respect, James. No, but like...
I got caught off guard. What happened?
No. What the hell? I'm dead serious. Think about it. There's a lot of mixed couples on the CW shows, but a lot of these characters are light. Even
this is true.
You even look at Storm, Holly Berry is light. If you look at it in the comic,
we know that shit is inaccurate. She's supposed to be African and goofy.
She'll be African.
All right, that's one thing. Right. Yeah, that one's wrong. The other ones, I don't know, man. They brown skin. Iris is brown skin.
Well, my whole point is just a simple fact that are we being eased into the culture? Like, they're like, all right, we'll give you guys a couple lighter ones, you know what I mean? Before eventually maybe they're going to drop.
Well, I think it's being becoming more fair of a representation. All they have to do for me is when something is geographic, just put the people that live
there.
That's it. If it's in Asia,
you're Norwegian, Asian guy, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right, that's all. I don't care about anything else. Like, I'm not sitting here counting characters. My only reason for me to even want to see black characters, truthfully, is because if the point of superheroes is to defeat bad guys, and we know that within the inner city where there's less policing, all kinds of stuff, and there's more room for people to be able to, the ones that want to be bad, a person could be from the suburbs and say, I'm a criminal at heart. I can't do it in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to I know dudes from Cherry Hill and Pensauk and that go to Camden to act up because that's where they can thrive. You know what I'm saying?
That's where they can be themselves. Almost.
Right. So when you look at somewhere like a Gotham City, you know, it's like this horrible town. But in real life, the Gotham cities would be Detroit to some of these urban neighborhoods. Yeah. So I want to see the places that need superheroes have superheroes inside the TV. That's what it is.
Now, let me get a little deeper. So now, as far as a society in general, let's say, you know, we have shows like Black Lightning, Luke Cage, and let's say in the future we have a Static Shock, and these shows are showing more of real urban culture. I mean, even though obviously Black Lightning has its flaws, it's getting you closer to that. Is that going to stop you from one day walking into a Target and someone not your race walks by you and clutches their purse?
Fuck no.
Is that going to change? Is that going to change society?
I'll tell you what Black Panther's going to do for sure.
Uh-huh.
Dark skin niggas is going to be winning. Listen, I wish I was darker next week. Because I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot of white ladies sitting in there, single and unsingle, watching a bunch of like diesel dark dudes.
That's what Jervis is doing right now. He's in the woods somewhere swinging at trees. And he's like, I'll show them.
Yeah, no, like literally. It's going to be black dudes with fake African accents after this.
Straight up.
They're just walking around just like, yes, baby. I am from Wakanda.
Wearing dress and everything.
The garbs. What I can't wait to see, I want to see dashikis on white kids, and I'm going to salute them. That's my G right there. You know what I mean? I want to see an 8-year-old white kid.
Yo,
Taylor.
No. You know why I don't want to see that? Then you saw wrestling back in the day.
Kamala?
Hakeem, the African dream. I don't want that in my life right now.
Taylor kind of looked like Hakeem a little bit.
No, because with those stereotypes, you're going to end up getting, what's his name, from Tap the Bottle, Twist the Cap. You're going to get them cats.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get those dudes.
The value of African dudes, I say Africans, not even us. The value of African dudes is going to go up more.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, it hasn't been this high since Seal.
Since Obama first got in office.
No, when Seal came out with Kiss from a Rose back in like 1996 or some shit. Yeah.
You know what? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, is this because of this movie? Like, let's assume Black Panther is going to do what expected.
Oh,
it's going
to
kill it. Look, culture does reflect society. Stuff like that.
And so the times.
What is it going to do? Like I said, like, are we going to see more? Are we going to be more accepted? You know,
not going to be more accepted. We'll be more accepted in movies.
Okay.
But we're not going to be accepted in society as well as we think we're going to be.
Right, right.
Like, is somebody going to look at you like slightly different? No.
No. Not at all.
So quick question. I get the hype behind Black Panther, but why do you think there's more hype for Black Panther than there was for Blade? Why is no one recognizing Blade?
I think for the most part, Marvel has come up with a collective mm-hmm. of putting the marketing out for this to be successful.
Right.
Like when they introduced them in Civil War, like Even though we got Spider-Man.
He was the best character.
Even
in the
though
movie.
We got Spider-Man for like a few that fight scene and whatever like that. Mm-hmm. Panther's whole joint from beginning to his dad blowing up all the way through where he basically told Winter Soldier, he was like, "Look, if you get out that cage, I'm gonna get your ass.
And actually, by the way, we got Bunny on the phone. Bunny, are you on the phone?
Hey guys.
Bunny. What's up, Bunny? Our African. Wait, no, Bunny, let me ask you a question.
What did you just say?
I was gonna say my African American queen. But wait, Bunny, let us know. Bunny, what are you? Because if y'all go to Bunny, it's a Bunny Mike Game You on Instagram. Beautiful girl, friend of the party nerds. Like, she's always been with us from day one. She's the owner of Girls Can't Geek. Bunny, what are you?
Yeah.
What?
I am a dynamic black woman.
See?
Contrary to popular belief.
Thank you.
Who are you saying C to, bro?
I thought you were early. I was like, yeah. So Bunny just.
Yeah, I thought, right now?
I thought y'all was when I was like African American. Y'all was like, you know, no.
DBW.
I don't think any of us said a word.
Yeah, no, like, you're making that up.
All right. He was posing a question on us that we were not asking, girl.
You ask around. I don't identify as an African American per se. I identify. My parents were born in the Dominican Republic. We are from the Caribbean, and we are black. And a lot of people, which is quite controversial sometimes, even in the Hispanic community, people that live and are born and raised in the Dominican Republic and come to America, they find it very difficult, I feel like, to identify with African American as their, you know, as their culture. So I would definitely say I don't identify as African American, but I do absolutely identify as black. So I am black.
Yeah, and they throw around the term more now, Afro-Latina. You know, they say that a lot as well.
I guess, yeah. And that's cute. That's a nice way to wean off of.
Yeah, you know, that's like, yeah, they're it's trying
like,
to do.
It's like, just ask the question point blank to you. Like, we can be blunt. It was like, did slaves get dropped off at your island?
That's it.
Good. You got slaves?
I'd like to say it was a little bit of that and a little bit of a lot of other things. But it's a nice way, I guess, for people to kind of like, open their minds and kind of bend their belief system a little, you know, make it a little more open and broad.
That's right.
And
right.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely. And know what? And if you guys check out Bunny, Bunny does a lot of cosplay. Bunny, you're probably one of the most nerd rounded people. Like, you do a little bit of everything.
You know? Rounded?
Oh, well, now. And Devin gets a now.
Now.
You.
All he did was literally repeat the words you just said.
Yeah, but you guys didn't see the look on his face. He's like, rounded?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, Bunny. So Bunny, she has a podcast. Bunny, you do cosplay. Play too, right?
Absolutely.
So, and the one thing we're talking about right now is, like, you know, where is, you know, African-American urban culture going right now with nerd, you know, culture? Because, you know, we have these shows right now that are blowing up. What would you like to see? What character, what would you like to see represented in media? Who do you think? Is there a superhero? Ooh,
yes, absolutely. You know, I'm excited. We got one of my favorites, which we all know I cosplayed this year this past Comic-Con as Misty Knight. So I got my Misty. I am ready for my Vixen. Okay? I'm ready to see Vixen do her damn thing. Like, there's no other woman, black woman that I want to see other than outside of, you know, the DC Marvel, you know, conundrum that is. Like, if we can get an image, like a nice image character, I would like to see Destiny from the Genius movie.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. I would like to see Destiny.
You're going deep in the comments now.
Let him hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's funny.
I got my reasons. I'm a little bit hood. I'm a little bit country.
That's so no, let him hear it.
And, well, you know what? They do have a Vixen on the CW, but I think they made her so soft.
Yeah.
They made her super soft. She's not, I mean, I don't dislike the character, but Vixen is supposed to be pretty savage, you know, like, and yes. I don't think they represent her as well as they should, but yeah, you want to see a proper representation.
Yeah, not yet. I feel like we're going to see a lot more. I guess now with see, it's begging the question for more owning it, for more bringing it. And I feel like a lot of what you guys have been mentioning and what we've been talking about with Black Lightning coming through, Luke Cage coming through, I feel like it's going to start drawing more and more of the animal side of Vixen. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I want them to bring it. When she comes back, I want for her to be, I want her like in a film. I don't want her just on TV. I want Vixen, I want Marie McCabe to be on film and to be as strong as she was, you know, in the books. You know, Action Comics, it's still very popular. I have a bunch of people that are always coming by the store. Shout out to Midtown Comics in Times Square, where I'm at every Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Pull up.
And then wait, and shout out to you, Bunny. Shout out to you, Bunny, for getting me Infinity War. She actually got me Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she bought it for you?
Yeah. Comic? No, why? Because she had a discount.
She had a discount.
I was like, girl, can you get that?
Let me use my coupon.
You got scissors. I got to clip it out.
a lot of people can definitely check out it. We got a lot of really good back issues. You can get to know more of these characters that I feel like we're pulling towards. It's begging the question. We're going to see a lot more, and I'm all for it.
All right. Well, to reciprocate what you're saying, you remember in Black Lightning that there was that comic book in the back of her pocket, Batman and the Outsiders. Now, would we ever see, we probably wouldn't, but I'm gonna just pose the question, would we ever see Batman introduce the Outsiders as cast members in one of his movies?
Could you imagine?
No, that's amazing. I was thinking about that as far as with, you know, because with Black Lightning being so popular right now, I was thinking,
and Black Lightning is the leader of the Outsiders.
Yeah, Mr. Pierce.
That would be so dope.
Get it popping.
That would be so dope.
Get it popping in them slums.
Well, no, first thing they got to do,
love that.
They got to repair what they've done to Batman, and we won't even go down that.
Yeah, can you get out of here with that?
Yeah.
Black Lightning's costume's trash. That's what they need to worry about. They need to damage Black Lightning's costume, and then he got to wear a leather jacket.
He needs to re-stitch it.
Like, that costume is goofy.
They just need to de-puffy,
soft.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
They got his shit ready for the Winter Olympics. He got that Johnny Weir going on.
That shit sucks.
So, Bunny, before you go, so is there any projects you got going on right now? Like, Girls Can't Geek is back on the radio, right?
Yes, it is. We're back. We're on SoundCloud and iTunes. We're on Instagram. So if you wanted to check our podcast, anything from pre-hiatus or post-hiatus, we're there. It's at Girls Can't Geek on Instagram, and then you just click the link in the bio and you can check us out at girlscantgeek.com. We're also on SoundCloud, Girls Can't Geek, and iTunes as well, Girls Can't Geek, everywhere you go.
Well, guys, give it up for Bunny. Bunny, you family, you know that. And Bunny,
I love you guys.
And Bunny, will you be coming down next week for a Black Panther review?
I am. I've already been looking at my time frames. I'm really excited. So it's going to be a two-part, so I can be able to come in and sit with you guys next time and feel the love.
Man, it's going to be one dark fist in this room next week, son. Oh!
All right, Bunny. Well, look, you know, be safe. You know, when we can't wait to see you next week.
Can't wait to see you guys. Love you. Big kiss.
Mwah. All right, Bunny.
All right.
See you later. Here's something else I wanted to talk about. I don't know. Remember last year we had a whole show on race switching.
Yeah.
So now, because we're, you know, this is, you know, a Black History Month, I did want to talk about, you know, obviously Deadpool 2's coming out. You have Zazie Beetz is going to be Domino. I think people at this point.
But nobody knew that. Nobody knew who she was under that paint.
Well, right, exactly.
Could have been anything.
Right, but the comics still, for the most part, represented her to be a certain way.
Very, yes, I'm sure she was white.
Yeah.
She's never had an afro in the comics.
No, she never had an afro.
No. She was white. But I think it actually looks kind of dope and gives an excuse for why she has the thing over her eye. They reversed it where it's like a vitiligo, John. It looks dope.
I mean, but it does look good. But the thing is, when it first was announced, you heard the backlash. Blah, 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 blah. Just like when Nick Fury, when they found out it was Samuel Jackson, backlash.
And I was mad about that.
The ancient one in Doctor Strange. Supposed to be Asian.
Asian, right.
Went completely berserk on that shit.
So now, did you guys hear the most recent one, Teen Titans?
Starfire?
Yeah, Starfire.
Starfire is black.
But now here's the thing with the Starfire, there's people so mad about this. Starfire is an alien.
Yeah.
So she has orange skin.
Yeah, she has orange skin. So people are going off there like Starfire, blah, 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 blah. You know, what's the actress that the plays? Her name's Anna Diop or something Anna Diop and something. Beautiful girl. Like, right. I look at her, I'm like, she could be Starfire, you know. But again, there's gonna be those people that's just, that just has to be true to the comic. Like, no, this is what they're used to seeing. Like, at some point, we got to get past that.
As long as they give her orange skin.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they're basically arguing now over, like, what the features should look like, and that doesn't make sense.
Oh, her nose that has would to be tinier. Like,
right.
What?
Yeah. Like, yo. Oh,
that would be like them having a problem with Guardians of the Galaxy. You know what I'm saying?
Gamora.
And having it like that. What I wonder is, why didn't you shout out, you talking about Black Lightning, why you didn't shout out Nephessa Williams? Why you ain't shout her out? If you a Philly, you this big Philly guy, you representing Philly. She from Philly. She was in, I remember her from the movie The Streets with Meek Mill.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you supposed to be representing the streets of Philly.
Big shout out to you.
Now I'll shout you out. Because I didn't know that before.
Shout her out. She from the hood.
Shout out to you. And
she was doing low budget movies a couple years ago.
Come on, Vessel.
And now she a superhero.
Devin, guess what? She was probably an Eagles fan too.
Yo, she's
good for her then.
She probably is an Eagles fan. We should find out. We could probably get her on the show, man.
There's a couple. We working on a couple people coming on, but I mean, but for the most part, like I said, you know, the race, we are used to race swapping right now, but there's some people that will never get used to it. Always going to want that original comic version.
No, but you know what? Marvel continues to be successful no matter how many fucking races they swap.
And honestly, I'm going to bring it back to Instagram for a second. Like, our boy Blurred posted a thing a couple of days ago or a week ago. James Brown, he is a British secret agent.
James Bond.
What? James Bond.
Oh,
James Bond. James Bond. James Bond.
Somebody on the
James Bond.
Octopus.
Yeah. So
now there's a new movie I want to see. Is that coming out this year?
Yeah, right.
Let's go.
So like, he's a British secret agent. 007 is his cult name. James Bond is just a synonym. So Idris Elba can play him because his race isn't important. His nationality is. Black Panther is a native-born African king. Michael Cera cannot play him. In most instances, the race is not important to the character as much as, like, you know, the personality and necessarily where they're from. So in instances like, you know, Starfire or, like, you know, Nick Fury and things like that, you can very easily swap them out. But in some cases, like, you know, Black Panther, you can't get away with it.
Because there's
race
and then there's culture. There's two different things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's white people in South Africa, but when you're talking like
Charlize
Theron. There you go. But when you're talking a certain tribe or when you're talking stuff like that, that tribe is of a certain color. You know, they wouldn't have a dark skinned dude from the Heart of Sweden.
Have somebody from the Igbo tribe and all of a sudden they from like some white guy from Cleveland.
Bro, right.
Listen, have y'all been seeing the memes where they're turning like turning people that were black
Elvis? Did you see Black Elvis?
No, where they turn Elvis black because they say, yo, if y'all keep fucking with us, we gonna do this because of that Nefertiti statue.
Oh man.
And black people.
Wait, Nefertiti statue. What?
You ain't seen the Nefertiti statue?
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm. So basically black people started taking Elvis and people like that and turning them into black characters, and it's hilarious.
So in layman's terms, they're on a Today Show, there was a person who created a 3D image of Nefertiti from basically the bones that they collected, and when they unveiled the shit live on TV.
No, they didn't.
They unveiled it live.
It was just
they had a drape, and they pulled it over, and everybody was just like,
stop! Wait, is this on you? I gotta watch this right now.
Oh, my God.
Yo!
Like, the one lady that's on the Today Show, she's like half black. Her name's Hoda or something like that. She like, she just looks at it and just stands back. She's like...
Word up. So they made a bunch of memes where they said in the year 2099, they showed Obama how like, he'll look in textbook.
We gonna pull the drape up.
All the way white. It's hilarious.
We gonna pull the drape up. Be like, this is how Elvis, how we remembered him.
Yo, that picture of Elvis, but whoever did the Photoshop, it looked legit.
He
looked like a legit black man. I'm like, well, I'll be damned.
can we just shout out a couple unsung heroes with the impending release of Black Panther and how awesome it's actually going to be. Let's just shout out a couple of the character actors that have managed to break barriers and get us to the point where we currently are. Terrence Howard, for instance, in the first Iron Man, who whose Negro gene went completely bananas and thought he could get as much money as Robert Downey
Jr.
for
the
next
fuck him. I want to say a big fuck
his,
you.
His ass fucked it up for all of us. Thank God for Don Cheadle after that shit.
Yo, check this out. I swear on my mom, on my mom's life, earlier today, I said to my boy Justin, shout out Justin Wildling, I said, Wallington,
he
I said,
fucked that up.
I said, yo, I want them to go back to the old, like to the film, mm-hmm. and switch him out
for Don Cheadle
and have Don Cheadle replay those parts so that I can watch it cohesively, you know, without seeing a dude go from El DeBarge to
my whole thing with that is that, like, he made us kind of look bad for a second.
Yeah,
the first Iron Man, he comes out as James Rhodes, and we're like, oh man, Terrence Howard up in this motherfucker. Then all of a sudden, all this news hits the airs with airwaves and says that he wants the same amount of money as Robert Downey Jr. for the next movie. Swap.
Yo, but the thing is, they didn't even try to swap him for somebody that looks like him.
No, they swapped him for.
They said we're going to go with
coffee
him.
Out. Yo. He went from fucking Fred Vanilla to goddamn Colombian coffee. Can you coffee in no time flat?
Yes. They said we don't even care about texture of hair, skin, nothing. Like, we're switching this out. I would have been like, they could have switched him for a white dude
straight
before,
up
before they
and
switched
I'd be
him
like,
for
oh, James Rose is white. Fuck it, let's do it.
Yo, and that was so funny. I keep forgetting that the original Hulk movie was Ed Norton. That it's actually part of this Marvel universe.
Right, yes,
you know, because right now we just know Mark Ruffalo is
Banner.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but it's just like you said, I do kind of wish that they could just go back and put that new
like
actor.
Star Wars does. Star Wars does a lot of shit like that. Like mm-hmm. they go back and digitally put in like the animals instead of the Muppet versions mm-hmm. and shit.
Yeah.
And then I remember people was real upset because they changed the end of the, which one was that? The third one that came out?
Yeah.
And they switched out Anakin.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And they put
I remember
Anakin's
that.
Force
they put,
ghost.
Yeah, they put him.
They put Hayden's, they put Hayden's Force ghost
I remember,
in there.
And there was uproar.
Which didn't make sense.
No, yeah, man. Come on. It doesn't make sense.
It didn't make sense.
Because he wouldn't have been that young.
No, he wouldn't have been that young.
Yeah,
that he was old when
yeah,
he died.
Yeah, yeah.
He was old when he died. You were singing the song.
Yeah, yeah.
No, bitch, I'm.
No. Wait. That song was lit.
Yo, wait, did you guys see the meme I created where you see Foles holding a trophy? He's like, yup, nop, dee da, oh. And you see the ghost. I put Donovan McNabb right there.
I saw that. It was great.
That's dope.
We sacrificed Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, and
for
he's all smiling like, y'all did it.
No, that those songs were actually.
Oh, man. That was
like,
a fire song.
Really dope.
But did you guys know, Aubrey, I guess, Star Wars people would know this, but the Ewoks, when originally written, were supposed to be the Wookiee tribe.
Ah.
But the George Lucas and them, they didn't have enough money to create
gigantic
a bunch of gigantic. They couldn't find the
That's
actors.
Fine.
So they just hired
You can
like
always
a bunch
hire
of,
the little
so
people.
So think about it, Ewok, Wookiee is backwards. So they just flipped it and they made them just
You know what? I ain't even know that shit. And Ewok is actually woke. And
Don't start no fake shit where somebody writes a fucking essay trying to sound smart about this shit.
They're gonna put that on BuzzFeed and reason.
Somebody will write up a whole thing about how the Illuminati created the entire Star Wars universe to hide the secrets of.
We told y'all this podcast would be real. We just woke
y'all up. Oh, the Ewoks is woke.
Oh my god.
Well, I hate millennials now.
Well,
straight up. Well, you know another thing that's popping up is about to come out soon. Donald Glover about to be Lando.
Oh, yo, all right, yeah. Okay, hold on, check this out.
Let's do a quick review
hold on.
Of that
wait,
trailer.
Wait.
So run the tape.
I said some really bad things about Donald Glover. I love Donald Glover as an actor and as a rapper. He's like Childish Gambino.
I'm enjoying this moment.
Ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I was upset about the Lando thing because Lando was that swap. Okay, Billy Dee Williams of his generation, women looked at him and
yes.
fainted. Women don't look at this
right.
dude and faint.
Right.
But when I saw the joint,
he had a fur coat.
Yo, he looked just like
and
him.
And it was like, you know what, dog?
This is yeah. dope.
He's cool. You'll only see what Lando
like,
he has
a
chinchilla on.
That's one thing with me is I admit everything. I said I saw that and I said, this about to be fire.
Yeah. You're probably watching that trailer and man, why don't they just call it Lando, a Star Wars
Straight
story?
Straight up. Yeah. Yo, he only had that one
Solo.
Scene. He didn't speak. It was the Millennium Falcon blasted off. He's standing there looking in the distance with a fur coat on. I was like, yeah, this is about
flames.
You know, I mean, think, but just like Black Lightning, before we were like, oh, Black Lightning, we saw Kyle, it's going to be corny. The show's not bad. The Han Solo, we were like, the Han Solo movie is going to suck. When I saw the trailer, I like, thought, okay, so okay, here's the thing. Wait,
let me say one thing. The Han Solo movie is going to be fucking awful.
It is going to be awful.
But,
what? No, wait.
Lando Calrissian is going to be the best part of that movie by a wide
margin. Racism!
Han Solo. The Han Solo movie can't work. The Han Solo movie can't work. Han Solo sucks.
Racial nepotism.
No. Han Solo is going to suck in the Han Solo movie.
Every actor was good except for Han Solo. Han Solo, how do you make a suave character?
How is everyone around Han Solo dope? All right, but Han Solo, no, that's what movie's going to suck.
That
Hold on. What about the fact that Khaleesi's in it?
Daenerys.
And they made her like a futuristic Khaleesi. Like, they gave her the cape and shit. Like,
the cape with the long hair.
I feel like they did it on purpose.
And she's like, only I know what you are. And he was like, yeah, well, what am I? What is wrong with Han?
Maybe Han didn't get like that until he boned her or something. Then he got his swab on.
So you mean to tell me like there's some type of other force power that we don't know about that Han got?
Yo.
Like, this movie comes out in what, 3 months?
It's 3 months. Soon.
Yeah.
End of May.
So like, and I got just not getting a trailer.
And I got one glimpse of Lando that I know I'm not going to get in episode 9 because they ain't going to bring Lando back. Billy Dee?
They almost brought him back for episode 8.
It's a must.
They like, almost brought him back for episode 8 and he was actually going to take the role of the, remember when like, you know, Finn and What's-Her-Face was on the planet and they met that smuggler guy?
Yeah. Was that supposed to be
Billy Dee? But then they found out, like, they were like, yo, no, that doesn't actually suit Lando's, like, you know, character arc. It wouldn't make sense for him to betray him. So they swapped him out with a new character.
My thing is, we talked about it on the text. Chewbacca ain't got no friends no more.
Yeah, that's
man.
It. It's
all his
Chewbacca.
Friends are dying.
It's only Chewbacca.
Lando.
We don't have any of the original ones besides the droids and Chewbacca.
It's cool. Chewbacca got her now. That's his friend.
You know what I'm saying? Princess Leia done got written off. Han's dead.
He got Ray now. That's it.
But the thing is, Billy Dee, like, they interviewed him. He can do the role.
He can do the role.
Some people are older.
I mean, he still got an activator. He got a perm going on. He good.
He still got Duke activator.
That's straight
in
up.
Head.
He still got Duke.
The Duke.
The Duke
is over.
I mean, like, honestly, though, I hope it's really good, man, because, like,
I mean, no one wants the movie to be bad. I'm not optimistic about anything except Lando.
They are not going to make it trash.
Donald Glover can do anything great.
Donald Glover's not in any trash.
Yeah, so, he doesn't do anything bad.
All right, let me, because we've been talking, I wanted to give the gamers there, because I know you guys have been doing a lot with your stream. Yep. What's going on right now in the gaming community?
So there's been a lot of stuff going on right now, and I think one of the big things that's been talked about, when we talked about it in our Gamer Central from earlier in the year, is that a lot of the big games are like blasts from the past, like remasters, remakes, stuff that we played back then.
Like Mario Odyssey?
Yo,
rebuilt. Mariachi is great.
I saw that level with the jump where that jazz song's playing. That just got me. I got like the feels when you jump up in the air. But yo, that was great. Now I'm going to get the Switch because I saw that Mario Odyssey thing.
Oh, it's a great game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Everyone should own a Switch. Everyone.
Nintendo said everyone should own a Switch.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. With the Switch, is it just handheld? Can I put it on a TV?
You can put it on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically. It's like you literally just like lift up the Switch from the dock and then it's on the like on the go. And then when you want to play on the TV, you just like put the Switch in the dock and it's on the TV. It's effortless. There's no cords to unplug. You just lift it up and you put it down.
They should have made a commercial out of you saying that. Like that.
Every time
your facial expression, like, you really love this show.
I go to his house to stream. We have a commercial going on for the Nintendo Switch every single time.
Yeah. Every single time. It's the best console to come out in. A decade.
I heard the gameplay on it is ridiculously smooth.
Yeah, it's like the indie game of choice. Like, if you want Nintendo exclusive, it's great. It's great for indie games. So if you want to play like those like indie games on the go instead of having to rely only on a PlayStation 4, which is where most of them come out on, it's perfect for that too.
PlayStation 4 is the best. Go ahead.
I'm not best it console. Is. It is. Fine, but
it has the biggest library.
Yes,
it has the biggest library of games. It has the best library.
VR is wonderful.
What the hell's an Xbox?
It's greatness.
I will take the Switch portability over the VR any day of the week.
That might make sense.
Yeah, any day of the week. Because like I have roommates. If my roommates are on the TV and they're watching like you know TV, and I want to play my fucking Switch, I just lift it up from the dock and I sit on my couch.
It is convenient.
It's great. Well, and when they're done watching the show, I just put it on the dock.
Guess what? With a VR, you could do that too. You don't need to watch it on the TV. It's only if somebody wants to watch you. You're living in the world.
Yeah, I got it.
I can't take the VR on the bus.
I can't take the VR on the train.
Wait. What's the VR connected to? Like, is there cords?
Yes, there are cords.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even if you was playing a game that wasn't virtual at all, if you just wanted to play a regular game like Call of Duty, you could turn the TV off and I mean, or they could turn the channel to whatever they want, and you're just got it just in your headset, your just
That's
getting
true.
Busy.
That's
it's
true.
Dope.
Damn.
All right. Well,
it's fire.
Back to the business at hand. Who is the greatest African American video game character?
Wait.
Is there any?
Snoop Dogg was in that one game.
Don't you dare bring Death Dan Vendetta in.
No, that was good.
The most popular one ever is the black dude that got punched in the face in the beginning of Street Fighter.
No, he got snuck.
he got knocked the fuck out. He just stood there and just got the shit. That was a Donald Trump rally. I'm sure of it.
They predicted it back in 1988.
Wait, that's a good point. What black main characters are there in video games?
None.
There has to be.
Eternal Champions for Sega Genesis.
You got Taylor laughing again.
Yo, it's real. There was a dude on there, bro.
A dude. That's what I'm saying. A dude. Who's the main character?
All I can think of is Balrog.
We got Balrog.
No, hold on.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
Mike Tyson on Mike Tyson's punch. Eddie Gordo.
Jax from Mortal Kombat. True.
Okay, here's the thing.
There ain't no main characters.
Why aren't we talking about Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
Okay. He's a criminal.
He breaking into houses.
He's not an iconic character. That man is a fucking thief. We have to come up with something.
No, we're not talking about a character that punches hookers and takes their money. That sucks. That's a bad look.
Wait.
So the way I see it, there are a lot of black Holy people shit. In video games, but specifically fighting games, because they have such a large roster as a whole. There aren't a lot of like black people like, you know, as the main characters.
NBA games, huh? NBA Jam.
NBA and like San Andreas.
You guys got me thinking. We're going to have to research this.
What about the new... Don't go looking for it. It's awful. It's the new Uncharted.
Oh yeah.
Girl from Uncharted.
It's a black girl and a white girl. It's both. So it's 50-50.
Oh, you can choose.
So Hollywood right now with Black Panther movie.
We're progressing in the Hollywood world.
Hold on, Silicon Valley, not so much.
You know what? Black video game characters had two video games that were actually kind of okay. That fans were like, oh, that's actually a good game. 50 Cent.
Shit. Oh, see,
you're the Blood in the Sand, Joe.
Blood in the Sand was good. I actually liked playing it. It was like a Gears of War, but like easier to play.
For those of you guys out there listening to this,
we apologize for shooting ourselves in the foot.
You guys got me brainstorming. I can't think of
Darnell.
I'm googling it now, and it's like the one dude from Prototype, the one dude from
No, what's the dude from Halo? What's that dude's name?
I'm not sure about this. Barrett from Final Fantasy VII.
The fact that he has to say, "What's that dude's name?" He's not that credible.
Okay, so not that
credible.
His name was Leon.
Now that we're taking over the movies, next step is like, you know, get some video games up in this piece.
I'm getting sick and tired of going to Gamercon and all the dudes doing independent shit ain't introducing us into their video games. It's bullshit.
Come on, somebody out there, y'all gotta come up with it.
Go to a convention and make a pitch.
Like this, yeah, we got this character. Yeah, what's the character look like, brother? Come on, say it for the crowd.
Oh nah, Devin Wade.
Devin Wade is the main character in Legacy mode.
In the story mode, what's it called? Long haul or something?
Long shot.
And that's why I bought football game. Even though I don't even play those games.
No one sucks for you probably because you have a lot of art stuff out there, photography. Back in the day, you used to type Devin Wade, all your artwork will pop up.
Now it's all digital, nigga.
Now it's all, you're talking to Devin Wade from the game. You must have named yourself after him.
And your dad's now Cottonmouth.
Listen, that's all good, bro. Listen, Devin Wade, it's going down in history. Devin Wade, first main character of a video game that's black.
Yo, We're going to calling right now. No, go to conventions and start signing autographs.
Black people, we need an iconic character. Like the Italians got Mario. We need like some. Like,
and he's the most stereotypical Italian guy you ever seen.
We need a little brother. We need a little brother.
Big mustache, short,
and he likes a pizza.
And he makes whoopee.
And he's like a plumber, ain't he?
He's gonna be a plumber.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He was a plumber and then a carpenter.
That's beyond fucking crazy.
They better not make Bonk Black back in the day. We'd be riding it.
Bonk?
Bonk?
Hold on, wasn't that for TurboGrafx-16?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yes, that was the dude with the big head. He would just like crush rocks.
Crush you with his head. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
All right. Come on. So game developers,
I like how
on.
This started. Yeah. This whole conversation started for me saying that they were going to make the Spyro games again.
Yep.
That's where that was supposed to go.
He's the real black character.
He's the real.
And that's where you've lost, video game world.
All right. And guys, guess what? We have 1 minute left, so I just wanted to say make sure everybody tunes in next week because we are all
excited. Next week is part two.
Next week is part two. We're going to have the whole
two-parter.
And we're going to find out what everybody did on Valentine's Day except for me. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah. Nope. No, somebody going to hit you. Going to get that late last minute text like, how you doing, Devin? What you doing?
Nope. Devin doing Wade, nothing. The video game character, got all the butt now.
So next week, we will see everybody in the building. You know, we got Bunny coming down. You know, we'll have Bravo and the rest of the gang.
Yeah, we'll have them wear dashikis for everybody out there.
Right, to make up for missing this episode,
Bravo gotta wear a dashiki.
We gotta get him one.
We're getting him one.
He's cosplaying as Akeem.
He's
gonna come in as Akeem.
You know what? I think James is gonna be down, too. We should dress him all up in, like, some garb. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it. All right, guys, party nerds, we are out.
Out.
See you guys
later.
Yo.